Greetings, James Gillen with As You Wish Talk Radio, and he said he's Stargate. Again, we're on Rumble. YouTube, we keep getting bounced out of there, so we don't really post much mini shows on there, but we're in, basically eSETI, Stargate TV and BMO and quite a few others. So you can find us just about anywhere. The so much going on. I don't know about you guys, but boy, it's been rough. I've seen the dark side of people come out I've never seen before. It's just like, what? It's like, it's a real crazy maker right now. But anyway, speaking of crazy making, I'll go into the news. It looks like the HER investigation reached the conclusion that Biden did mishandle and was in possession of classified information, including military operations in Afghanistan, unlawfully sharing it with others in actionable crimes. But he's too old and feeble to prosecute because he can't remember anything. Wow, that's interesting. So, they say the jails are full with people that don't have great memories. So, this is definitely not working out too good. But anyway, according to the left and Democrats, he is, however, competent enough to have his finger on the nuclear trigger and leading us through three wars fast tracking us to World War III. Latest polls show 86% of the people think he should be put out to pasture. A cognitive decline test is way overdue. Get him a sandbox, a calendar with one page, a clock without a battery, and a beach chair, and he'll never know what time or day it is or month it is. So, he won't think he has anywhere to go. And end of story. But at this point, what the Democrats in jail are doing is, in their lust to maintain power and control, is elderly abuse. There's no other word for it. He's just not. He doesn't have it all to do what he's supposed to be doing. But anyway, Biden could not remember when or how his son died in the investigation. When he was vice president, he talks to dead people, can't find exits, falls downstairs, hits his head coming out of Marine One, shakes hands with unseen entities, or maybe not, there may be something there, who knows? Makes up non-related fictitious stories to events, and all of his staff and handlers swear he's the sharpest pencil in the cup. And he did remember what religion his son worshipped, and it was the Crystal Methodist Church. But probably get in trouble for that one. Here's another one. It looks like someone else's fanny is in hot water again. After collusion with the White House has been established, the hiring of her unqualified lover taking lavish vacations on your dime, there's a plethora of illegal campaign contributions, much of it coming from Code Blue. When you donate to BLM, Code Blue, a Democratic fundraising organization, comes up. Well, go figure. Many donors were interviewed after being told they donated sometimes 20 times, in which they were completely unaware. Someone used their name and identity illegally to hide their contributions, kind of like the election, wasn't it? But anyway, could it be Soros? Who knows? But they take big money donations and they have to make it look like it's a bunch of small money donations, so they go and hijack people's identities. So anyway, Fannie should be charged with election tampering, illegal contributions, misuse of government funds, wrongful prosecution, and a few other charges. This just in, the judge in the case against Trump is saying Fannie's misconduct should result in misqualification, and a hearing on this matter must occur. Willis and Wade are subpoenaed to appear in another case concerning the same matter. Wade has been making up complete contradictions in court, concerning his relationship with Fannie. And Fannie has a completely different story other than the facts. I smell a flaming plane wreck here, with those attempting to take Trump down. It's just like one plane wreck after another. Eli Crane at a House Republican press briefing kind of reminds me of Andrew the Giant, but more articulate maybe. But anyway, he's amazing. But he straight up called out the lamestream media for lying and other states taking Trump off the ballot for insurrection. No one, not one January 6th hostage were charged with insurrection, including Trump. The Supreme Court scolded Colorado attorneys and the other election officials, making it clear this is undemocratic, unconstitutional. There was no adjudication against Trump for insurrection. The de Democrat press briefings and lamestream media are the only courts pushing insurrection. So, guilty without trial and removing the front runner is the Democrats' way of saving democracy. If you can't figure that one out, God help you, basically. But, what are they afraid of? The swamp being drained? Anyway, I wonder if Jack Smith has had White House meetings as well. Looks like he has. We'll see. But illegal funding, big Democratic donors, or if he even has the authority to prosecute this case. He's not a federal prosecutor, so he doesn't even belong there, basically. So I'm sure some bulldozers of dirt will be dug up on all of them. As we said in the last show, those who waged lawfare against Trump to lock him up in the past seem to end up in jail themselves. So that's perfect karma. It's weird. My voice is kind of losing it again. I had it back. I think somebody's tampering energetically with this show. Rhinos and Dems are screaming for billions of more war funds to be released. There's no accountability for the funds or arms. Zelensky and many of his Nazi infiltrated administration are buying mansions around the world, going on lavish spending sprees. Many of the arms being sold are ending up in the black market or in Iran's arsenal. It is illegal to fund Nazis, basically, according to international law. And it's well established the Azov Battalion is a Nazi organization. So Nazis bad in the US, but good in the Ukraine. That's how the media is taking it. The war industry is also getting rich with kickbacks to politicians. So now you know why they refuse to have any accountability. There's over 70-year-old men, 14-year-old boys, and pregnant women conscripted into the army to fight. They had a peace deal worked out years ago with everyone signed on, and Boris Johnson trashed it on behalf of the New World Order boys. The blood is on his hands and the WEF and NATO and the war industry overlords, again, which Biden is doing their bidding. Trump also defunded them. Biden refunded them. Take the profit out of the war and the war ends. Also in the news, Jamie Rasmussen said we need to destroy Russia because it's an Orthodox Christian country. That makes sense. Wonder what he worships. Looks like Trudeau is in trouble. His emergency act to shut down protests and punish the truckers was deemed illegal and unconstitutional. Those injured financially or otherwise can now be reimbursed by the government and sue Trudeau personally. Action needs to be taken in the next 2 weeks, so you guys need to get on this. People pull stunts like that. They need to pay a price. Anyway, we can join the farmers' egg toss event at the Polish EU building. Police are playing dodgeball, ducking the eggs. They might want to switch sides before they have egg on their faces. The EU is behind a lot of the food shortages and shutting down the farmers. The socially engineered New World Order social justice warriors just tossed a red powder. I guess they tossed a bunch of red powder all over the original Constitution. No worries, it's protected, just as many of the famous artworks they try to destroy. Their census should be a one-way ticket to the closest socialist dictator country, for higher learning. I think they need to have an experience and have a reality check. All right. After being at almost ground zero with the 6.3 earthquake, surprisingly, there was very little damage here at the house. I was at the beach at the time, and it was just, I was on a paddleboard or something, and everything was moving back and forth. There were some elderly ladies doing the watusi, they could barely stand up. I was laughing, saying that was a good one, to help ease the fear, but, the only casualty was Yoda. I found him lying on the floor. He wasn't breathing. Anyway, we did give a warning about the X3 class flare and sunspot, saying watch for severe weather, quakes, and volcanic activity. And looks like severe weather and quakes hit right after the solar flare. So lots of people are having headaches, mood swings, processing, some projecting, feeling sick, and lethargy. These are all byproducts of the massive influx of energy. Military age illegals let in by Biden now outnumber the U.S. military 6 to 1. 259 Chinese nationals just crossed the border Tuesday, with over 200,000 encountered just this year. Countries on terrorist watch lists are flooding in, along with prisons and sanitariums being dumped. Don't let them take your guns, folks. I mean, they're trying. Speaking of taking your guns, many in the conspiracy theory field warned false flags would come soon. Watch for random shootings at major events. Makes you go, thinking about the Chiefs parade. Looks like Vegas all over again. But let's see how they spin this one, along with the transvestite holding a baby shooting up a church. And let's see how they try to blame this on Trump. Of course, they won't say who was behind it. They'll try to make it something other than it is. Anyway, the transition from one sex to another usually involves SRIs and other drugs known for extreme depression and suicidal tendencies. You might want to add multiple shooters on the list. Drugs and operations don't solve problems. Proper psychological assistance works as long as they don't perpetuate the problem with drastic measures that don't end well. So anyway, a lot of this is part of the plan, to demasculinate the country, because masculine energy is a total threat to the New World Order boys. Men are asking, why is there a secret club 33 at Disney? 33 is a Masonic number, and you have to pay six figures to join. It has secret tunnels, statues of Baphomet, and other strange artifacts on the walls. Ron DeSantis might want to look into this, maybe investigate any missing children. Karine JP, I mean KJP or Karine Jean-Pierre, gave a Pepe Le Pew press conference. And she said, today the president ate all of his vegetables, was allowed to have chocolate ice cream, did not have to be changed, did not fall down, trip over anything, or hit his head. It was a good day. He did mention how he and Barney Rubble protested Zeus's dictatorship in Atlantis as a true story, no joke. If Democrats have not figured it out yet, this is the mindset of the DNC. The average Democratic voter, this is, I had to qualify, this is from Hillary Clinton. She said the average Democratic voter is just plain stupid. They are easy to manipulate. That's the easy part. Hillary Clinton, according to Dick Morris, she said the rest are deplorable. So we have two choices, either stupid or deplorable, according to these guys. And Obama opened the door for government to use the propaganda by repealing the 1948 Smith-Mundt Act, allowing Operation Mockingbird social engineering through propaganda to manipulate the American people. The mainstream media, owned by the six corporations and the universities, became their platform. The gender wars, race wars, religious wars all stem from intentional misinformation. Divide and conquer. Those orchestrating this are morally and integrity challenged global elite eugenicists. The antidote is forgiveness and unity. So, we need to figure out how this came about and get together, get together, putting into it. So here's another one just in. Adam Schiff just settled a $6 million lawsuit with the boy and his family in an undisclosed lawsuit sealed by the court. Of course they're going to seal it. Schiff's inner circle said Schiff's lawyer paid the boy and his family to keep quiet about an incident that happened between a grown man and their son. It is also alleged Schiff took 78 trips to Epstein Island. I'm sure this will all come to light in his campaign to become a California senator. Hey, Adam, maybe you could run as Michelle's vice president. And before Michelle, aka Michael, runs, I want to see a DNA test, basically. Of course, we all know the bar is very low, actually, on the ground concerning ethics and honesty in California. Gavin Newsom's Let's Make America Like California, $68 billion in debt, poop and pee syringe covered streets. Massive illegal alien spending and the doublespeak spin campaign is a total insult to our intelligence. I heard on The View they're going, he's great to look at. I want him to run. I go, it shows you how brain dead that group is. It's how shallow as well. Unbelievable. Anyway, I don't know if you noticed, but you can't find a U-Haul to get out of California. They're all gone. Freeways are jammed going out of town, not into town. There's a lot of talk about billionaire Taylor Swift allegedly being gender reversed at an early age, being related to Anton LaVey, former head of Satanic Church, and being backed by Soros. Although this is flying all over the internet, we're not going to comment on this, although we that would explain the anti-Trump statements. Lady Gaga, which I'm not sure if she's a lady at all. As well as a lot of other stars in the music and film industry, they have a history of not being what we're led to believe. And prepare to be shocked. It's all going to come out. You're going to be. A lot of men that are kind of drooling over some pictures are going to go, oh my God, little secret there, read between the lines. Anyway, both the music and the film industry as a whole support the Democratic Party. Many of which seem to have multiple trips to Epstein Island. Seems the DOJ, FBI just can't seem to find that Epstein list. I go, hey, it's right next to the Wiener laptop, Hillary's computer with thousands of deleted, subpoenaed emails and phones, Hunter's laptop, Pelosi's laptop, just to the right of all the Secret Service BlackBerries with deleted texts and exonerating film on January 6th. Same shelf as the pipe bombs. So imagine if that list surfaced. How many politicians, billionaires, actors, musicians would just sink back into the shadows? It's to be announced. I'm sure it's going to happen. Speaking of the FBI, they're now being sued by Jeffrey Epstein's victims for negligence in investigating Jeffrey Epstein when evidence was given earlier, allowing almost 20 years of ongoing sex trafficking. Which brings us back to the suppression of the list and allowing pedophiles and sex traffickers to continue without being held accountable. We all know why, they're billionaires and VIPs and high-level government officials on the list. If Trump was on that list, it'd be all over CNN, you know how that works. Here's one. Is it just me, or do some of these pop star girls look like fembots, right out of the Goldmember Austin Powers film? Stars in the music industry keep having meltdowns like computer or clone malfunctions. Barbra Streisand, in an attempt to become relevant, defends Taylor Swift against Trump's disloyal claim. Not sure what that's about. I don't follow the tabloids. Most likely it's more backstabbing. I don't know anybody that's been stabbed in the back more than Trump, But sometimes I think I'm getting close. But anyway, wasn't Streisand and a whole bunch of other actors and musicians supposed to leave the country if Trump won the election against Hillary? Some of them made physical threats to the president. Talking about death threats here, which is a little illegal. Why are they still here, and how can we take them seriously? I don't know why anybody should take them seriously. Or be any authority in any matter whatsoever. Socialistic countries are losing their dictators, becoming republics. So you better hurry and make that move. They should move to China and North Korea. How about an Orthodox Muslim country without wearing a burqa? That'd be a good one. Start a women's right rally and see how well that goes. Here's another one. Tucker's interview with Putin was just off the scale. I recommend everybody watch that. And then compare that to our leadership. You're going to go, oh my God. But he's still in Russia, I guess. And he showed him shopping in Russia, and he found the food bill was four times as much as in America. It's like, and GMOs are banned in Russia, basically. So let that sink in. Healthy, abundant, low price food. We're told there's long lines and bare shelves and empty cupboard, bread lines. That's what you're led to believe, but that's not the case at all. And it should be the same here. We should have healthy food, should be your medicine. We should have healthy organic food, and it should be available to everybody. The DNC filed a federal election complaint against Robert F. Kennedy Jr. This shows the deep state has no borders. Anyone that goes against their agenda is a target. It's no longer a one-party problem. So Robert's been really nailing the vaccine problem, the side effects and the deaths and the real numbers, and he's definitely a thorn in their butt, so they're going to go after him. Looks like Mayor Dorcas is out. He finally got the vote. They finally got the votes to impeach him, 213 to 214. So now we need to impeach the 213 that voted not to impeach him, as well as anyone in the Senate that supports open borders. At least check their campaign donations for cartel money. The next step is to impeach any governors along the border that are not cooperating with the shutdown and securing the border, and then clean out that two-tiered just us system, so we can get some real justice. And, people want to impeach Biden. I said there's no reason to impeach Biden. He's already done. Put a fork in him, He's already destroyed the Democratic Party. Leave him there. Just let him finish the job. Says he wants to finish the job, let him do it. Here's some more of this just in. Now, this is a real eye-opener. Breaking news. According to Michael Schellenberger and Matt Taibbi, Obama's CIA director, John Brennan, identified 26 Trump associates to allied Five Eyes intelligence agencies to illegally spy on them, which is the beginning of the Russian Trump collusion investigation. This information was given to the FBI to start the investigation. This includes the unverified fake Russian steel dossier, the P tapes initiated by Hillary Clinton. The binder documenting all of this, along with other declassified, incriminating evidence, is alleged to be one of the reasons for the raid on Mar-a-Lago. This binder, which is rumored now to be missing, has raw intelligence proving the CIA, the FBI were weaponized using foreign allies in targeting Trump and associates. This is undeniable election interference, bordering on treason, basically. So, wait, isn't Trump still being targeted again, along with 18 of his associates, by the same characters? Didn't Fannie Willis's lover and fellow unqualified prosecutor spend 2 days at the White House getting directions? I bet Jack Smith's orders are coming from the same source. Well, I want to bring up any Soros funding, More news on that binder later. So it's kind of a big enigma. Nobody knows where the binder is now. So maybe they do, and they're not talking about it. But it's going to come out. I'm sure they have copies of it. So this is all going to come out. It's a big boom. It's another death nail in in the deep state and the Democrats. Almost all Western states are running out of diesel. This is one that really concerns me. If Biden was to release every barrel in the stockpile, which he's already depleted in his Green New Deal agenda, we'd run out in 6 hours. Experts say we have 25 days left of diesel and before we run dry. So when Biden went to the Saudis, they said, no deal, prepare for shortages. Without diesel, trucks stop delivering, trains stop, buses stop, shelves become empty, kerosene for heating and jet fuel is next. And it's not going to be good. Many of your generating stations that help generate electricity are going to go down as well. So, a lot of them are on diesel. So, the bottom line, your electric cars are going to stop too. So everything stops, except their deadly short-sighted Green New Deal. It keeps going. So here's a little hint. Without heat, people die. Without food, people die. Without transportation, especially back and forth to hospitals, people die. But that is the agenda of the global elite, people dying. Georgia Guidestones stated clearly, they want 7 billion people off the planet, the rest of us eating bugs and owning nothing. So guess which administration is carrying out that agenda? It's pretty obvious. Okay. I'm going to answer this question. This question comes up again and again. Is the Earth flat? No, it's not. The Flat Earth Theory was created by DARPA to see who in the spiritual community and UFO conspiracy theory groups would be susceptible to programming. Many fell for it, hook, line, and sinker. I'm attacked often by people who actually believe in the secret space force, which is an oxymoron, for just saying it doesn't add up, so. The next psyop is there's a dome and everything bounces off of it. I've heard that one. I've traveled around the globe, and you can watch ships, regular seafaring ships disappear as they go over the curvature in the horizon. The eclipse are not square, they're circular. The space station and satellites fly over right on schedule. Starlink is orbiting the circular planet, providing our internet. And if this is all an illusion, it's a damn good one. But anyway, it's just a little common sense. So none of the other planets are flat. You can see the moon is definitely not flat. The moon is, however, an artificial construct, a terraforming planet that has changed hands several times. There are civilizations living on the interior of the Earth, with breakaway civilizations and inner Earth beings. So there's tunnels, ancient and new, crisscrossing the planet. Some of these tunnels are 300 million years old. So history is not what they tell us. So all the pyramids and continents are connected by these tunnels. This is not for up for debate. Use your own research and use a little common sense, So I'm not going to debate this flat Earth thing. Everybody's, you have to debate. And I said, I haven't seen anything. I've seen these weird drawings of planes, and I go, that's good, But I don't know if you see a plane going over the horizon, it disappears too. Anyway, Antarctica is another one that keeps coming up in the news. Lots of conflicting stories. Let me take a drink here really quick. See if we can answer some of these. Did a very advanced civilization fall victim to a pole shift and end up buried under the ice? Yes. More than one. So, did the Nazis create a base there? Yes, according to the stories, more than one. Do we have bases there, a breakaway civilization with extreme technology? Yes. Space forces there, and a lot of launches come out of Antarctica. If ships we're not supposed to know about. So, are there pyramids in the Antarctic? Yes, the Antarctic is a vast mystery with a long history of ancient civilizations, a myriad of bases, land and lakes free of ice due to volcanic activity. So beware of all the psyops to confuse what's really going on. And last but not least, we filmed over 1,000 ships in less than 3 months. And this has been ongoing all my life, and it's been fully documented for almost 40 years at ESETI. Any guesses to why the UFO community and disclosure has not jumped all over this? No ancient aliens, history, Discovery Channel. Ancient aliens did come out and totally censor me out of the documentary. Why? Have you figured it out yet? It's because they're spiritually and technologically advanced, and that's the bottom line. Or, is it because they have transcended war, disease, poverty, and would end the war and disease profiteers? Who's calling the shots here? Follow the money. If you want real disclosure, those who are not morally and integrally challenged are going to have to speak up, demand answers as to why ufology is a controlled narrative and who is controlling it. Until then, you're going to hear, all you're going to hear is from these self-serving narcissists is 70-year-old stories. You're going to see fuzzy Tic Tacs and denial of the spiritually and technologically advanced software visitors. And so we're seeing that over and over again. That's a big threat to this deep state. So if contact was allowed, to be a quantum leap in evolution. And sorry to be so blunt, but I do find it extremely irritating to continue with the ignorance and suffering when it's completely unnecessary. I also have no patience for those who put fame and money before service to humanity and the earth. They know about ESETI. Most of them have been to ESETI. They've had their own sightings and contacts. Why are they participating in the censorship and the controlled narrative? It's a really good question to start asking. Why are you continuing in this old, old story, 70, 80, 100 years old story? There's a whole new chapter. And nobody wants to touch it. Nobody, that, and it's all about who's funding who and who you're affiliated with. So when people say they're part of the Rockefeller Initiative, it's a good indicator right there. If they're taking money from the international banksters, which y'all know are pretty much satanic pedophiles, Not all of them, but quite a few of them. That's another answer. It's just follow money, and it'll tell you exactly what's going on. So we need to start asking these questions. Is like the big threat to the war industry and the disease industry and even the UFO community as well is truth. And the answers. They want to keep everything as a question. They don't want the answers. We gave them the answers. We've been given the answers for 40 years, but they don't want that out there. They don't want to know about the spiritually and technologically advanced beings that would assist us to take a quantum leap in evolution. That's something they don't want out there because the big money is not supporting it. And that's the bottom line, basically. So follow the money, find out who's paying for what, and that'll answer your question. And so, are these spiritually and technologically advanced beings going to work with or cooperate with the leadership on the planet right now? No, of course not. Not internationally or nationally. I think when Trump gets in, there might be a whole different story, but it's a lot more of that story too. But anyway, I think as soon as we see that the end of this New World Order deep state program, when it finally collapses, that's when all this information, all this technology, all this miraculous healing technology, everything is going to come out. And so we're going to take this quantum leap. It's part of our destiny to unite with the rest of humanity, throughout the multiverse and to ascend basically and take this quantum leap in evolution. So basically that's our destiny and nobody can stop it. So this old world is imploding. It's rapidly imploding and just make sure which side of the fence you're on when it takes itself out. So I wanted to end with this prophecy. It's one of the Black Elk, talked to me about it, Grandfather Wallace. And he told me this a long time ago, and I've shared it before. And I asked him if I could share it, and he said yes. And he told me, he said, there is a beast, and the beast is 2,000 miles wide. And that's how long its reign is going to be. And he said, the beast is just wants to dominate and control everything. And he said, just when you think there's no more hope, the beast consumes itself and collapses in on itself. It implodes, which is what's happening right now. The beast is imploding. And he said, after that, we have 1,000 years of peace and contact with the benevolent off-worlders, the star nations. And, that's destiny. That's where we're going. Good luck stopping that. And it's just, how long it's going to take. And a lot of that's up to us because we have to clean up our act. We have to rise to the occasion so we can have contact with these beings. We have to have really high integrity levels, and we can't be spiritually and morally challenged, or they're not going to have contact with you. So it's all about having an open mind, a loving heart, open mind, pure intent. That's the prerequisite for contact. You don't have to be a rocket scientist. You don't have to be a genius. Just have an open mind, loving heart, pure intent, and the heart is the connector. So if you go out and meditate and send them love and joy and bliss and qualified, ask for contact with benevolent beings and ask for protection against anything that may not be in your highest and best good and see what happens. You do it on a regular basis, you're going to have your own contact, which is what we're all about. We're all about empowering the individual to make their own personal connection with source and to have their own contact and teaching people how to heal unseen negative influences, which is a must. There are people in the UFO community that say they have to stop being spiritual snobs. We have to open wide open, let anything come into our body. And that's setting you up for possession, basically, because we have a saying, just because you're dead does not mean you're enlightened. And just because you're enlightened, you're a UFO or an ET does not mean you're benevolent. So I screwed that one up, but anyway, you get it. So anyway, it is imperative to learn how to heal unseen negative influences, to shield up and And your intent is really important. And we teach all that. It's in all the books. It's on the website. The healing prayer is free, and all the information about that is free. So check it out. Go to yosetti.org. Anyway, on that note, I think I'm going to call it an evening. I don't have anything else for you. As we always say, keep an open line, open mind, loving heart, pure intent, and that'll help you get through. And really, we really need to sit with things for a while and think about what's fair. What's fair, what's right. We can all flourish. We don't need to prey on others. We don't need to, we don't need to run these entitlement programs. We're all in this together, and we need to sit with that and see if we are truly being of service to humanity and the earth. Anyway, have a great evening. Good night. Oh, it's got another little one. Oh, nice. Power up. Whoa. I got it.
Thank you.